Delta Airlines and its pilots union are facing a deadline. The two sides have to reach a new contract agreement today or possibly face a strike. The earliest date for a strike would be April 1st. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
The bargaining, positioning, and public acrimony between Delta Airlines and the union representing Delta pilots has been going on for more than a year, and the two sides agreed to a self-imposed deadline of February 28th to reach a new contract. If they don't, they could ask the National Mediation Board overseeing the negotiations to release them from the bargaining table. That would trigger what's called a 30-day cooling-off period before a possible strike. But Captain Andy Dean, head of the union representing Delta pilots, says even if that happens, it doesn't necessarily mean a strike.
Perhaps a misnomer to call it a cooling-off period. What tends to happen in those last 30 days is super mediation. The other members of the NMB typically will get involved in the negotiation process. It's not unusual for the meetings to take place around the clock.
Dean said that a couple of weeks ago, but now neither he nor representatives of Delta are discussing the negotiations. Mediators imposed a media blackout and moved the talks to an undisclosed location. But while no one knows just how the talks are going, we do know what the key issues are. The pilots want higher pay and greater benefits. That one has largely been settled, with Delta offering the highest pay in the industry. They also want greater say over which flights they do and which types of aircraft Delta flies. And they want pilots for Delta Express, the regional carrier, to be paid on the same wage system. That could be the biggest sticking point. Kevin Murphy, airline analyst with Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, says Delta's seeing increased competition on that front.
They're feeling a lot of growth from low-cost, low-fare carriers such as Southwest Airlines, AirTran, right in their own hub in Atlanta, as well as JetBlue attacking them from the north out of JFK in the north-south corridor.
Murphy says Delta can't necessarily afford to pay Express pilots as well as its other pilots and still be competitive. He also says airline mergers and a sluggish time for the industry on Wall Street mean Delta can't afford to make too many concessions. And with talk of possible strikes also by machinists at United and Northwest and by flight attendants for American Airlines, Delta pilots may not be able to play the strike card.
The White House has suggested pretty strongly that they're looking at the situation, so that's most observers believe that to be a veiled threat of what's called a PEB, a Presidential Emergency Board, where coming out of a 30-day cooling-off period, the president will just impose a unilateral 60-day cooling-off period, mitigating any prospect of a strike, which plays to management's favor.
Both sides have said they're doing all they can to avoid a strike, and word coming from the negotiations is that they are approaching an agreement. Still, Delta informed its employees that in the event of a strike, nearly all its flights will be canceled. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.